When it comes to dream jobs, movie director is on a lot of people's wish lists. The new movie, Pipe Dream, shows what happens when someone with a distinctly less glamorous profession gets a shot at directing. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan insists he's never wanted to be a director.
Pipe Dream is a smart and playful romantic comedy about a plumber named David who loves his work but hates the fact that attractive, available women don't seem to be interested in plumbers.
Yeah, well, I think that table of nothing is flirting with you, Mr. Kulovich.
Yeah, well, it's because I'm with you.
What?
She thinks I'm somebody she should know. A writer, or a director, or something like that. That's why.
No, can we have your self-loathing seated separately, please?
Look, people have these perception categories.
Yeah, right. You mind them? Starving.
I'm the servant class. I'm invisible.
Movie directors are a different story, or so David thinks. Pipe Dream shows what happens when David gets to live out his fantasy. It's set in Manhattan's independent film world, where no one would even think of telling the truth, and rumor and evasion are the order of the day.
Looks like she's done well.
She'll crash and burn.
How's that?
Signing too many clients.
Oh, thought she had her hands full with the one she took when she left you.
She took the dregs, Mitch. The dregs.
Compared to that, plumbing is a walk in the park. It turns out David knows a casting director who owes him money. With that person's help and some script pages stolen from his screenwriter neighbor, David sets himself up as a director looking for actors. Against all reason, and partly fueled by the rumor that Robert Redford is a silent producer, David's movie, also called Pipe Dream, becomes quite the hot property. So does David, which is where the complications really begin.
Good to meet you.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I love your script. Are you the writer too, or?
No, I'm just the director.
Just the director. That's a good one.
Pipe Dream was directed and co-written by John C. Walsh, who made a small splash at Sundance in 1996 with Ed's Next Move, a completely charming story about a small-town boy in New York. The two films share Walsh's unmistakable sensibility, a gentle and unforced way of examining the vagaries of human behavior that is both confident and understated. Walsh also knows about casting, and in a character-driven film like Pipe Dream, casting is key. Martin Donovan, last seen in Insomnia, is just what's needed as the lovelorn plumber.
I feel like a basketball player on the road. They're all so...
Gee, maybe we ought to do callbacks.
Good idea.
You wanted a date, not a harem. Pick one.
Come on.
No.
I notice you don't have instant hot water on your kitchen tap. How inconvenient.
Equally impressive is Tony Award winner Mary Louise Parker as the aspiring screenwriter who lives next door. Parker's intelligent, confident performance is especially noteworthy because she gave it during her days while appearing on Broadway in Proof every night.
I get up at 5 every morning to write. Write this. Do you have a single clue what I've put into this? Just every cruddy thing that's ever happened to me. Maybe one or two of the good things.
Pipe Dream makes fun of the movie business, but not of the people in it. Or at least not all of them. And it does not lose track of its core notion that character counts for more than your percentage of the gross. There are more than a few directors in Hollywood who should take that message to heart.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.